Times, President Biden is
Love Talk Radio.
Affected neighborhoods in Hillsborough, New Jersey, and Queens, New York. Ida's remnants prompted deadly flooding and caused massive storm damage. Some New Jersey schools are delaying the return to school following Ida's damage. Liz Warner reports.
Children in Newark headed back into classrooms today after virtual and hybrid learning sidelined them for nearly 17 months. School districts in Elizabeth and Patterson, however, have delayed their return at least a week due to damage from last week's devastating floods, and some schools in Bergen County won't reopen until next year. President Biden approved major disaster declarations for Bergen, Gloucester, Hunterdon, Middlesex, Passaic, and Somerset.
The Taliban is forming a government after taking control of Afghanistan. The terrorist group named an interim prime minister and his top deputy. Meantime, the new acting interior minister has a $5 million U.S. bounty out for him. The White House says President Biden will be giving a big speech about COVID this week. Officials noted Thursday's remarks will focus on plans to combat the deadly and fast-moving Delta variant. Biden will reportedly push for more Americans to get vaccinated in order to end the pandemic. Doctors are once again being forced to make life or death decisions in COVID-19 crises. Sarah Bartlett has the story.
Many say they're on the verge of choosing who gets an ICU bed. Hospitals in some states like Mississippi and Alabama have already hit capacity. Texas, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Hawaii, Oregon, and Idaho are almost out of ICU beds. Overall, the number of coronavirus patients is up 158% from last year. Daily cases are four times as high, and daily deaths are nearly double.
The U.S. economy isn't expected to grow as much as originally anticipated. That's according to the latest forecast from Goldman Sachs. The financial services company now expects the economy to grow by 5.7% this year, down 0.3% from earlier projections. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Now you can get generic Viagra shipped to your door for about $2 a pill. Get the same impact for less. Call Steel Man Pills now and get the same blue pill for about $2 a pill. Call now for the 50-pill special and save even more. Plus, get a free bonus.
800-844-8532. 800-844-8532. That's 800-844-8532.
Let's go ahead and take a look now for Alternative Talk weather outlook for Tuesday. Well, we'll see mostly sunny skies again today. High temperatures around 77, 78 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies and a slight chance of showers. Low temperatures dropping down to about 60. For Wednesday, after those clouds and morning showers burn off, mostly sunny skies yet again. High temperatures 78, 79, closer to 80 in selected areas. Low temperatures for Wednesday, partly cloudy skies and low temperatures for Wednesday down to about 58. For Thursday, mostly cloudy skies. Chance of showers, highs around 73.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next to you.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. It's Talk Radio to Thrive By, and a very interesting day today. I am so excited to be talking with Dr. Connie Zweig, and we're talking about the inner work of age, shifting from role to soul. Another fabulous book, another big conversation for the time we're living in. And thank you to our friends at Galaxy Media and Management for, again, bringing somebody forward that has written a book that's more about what you do in life, changing in life, and by the way, crisis in life. Benny, how you doing? Jamie, how you doing? It's great to have you both here on this beautiful day. Fabulous month September is. Did you know that this is National Self-Help Month?
I do now, yes. Thanks for letting me know. I try to strive to do that all year long.
It's also a bunch of other things. And one of the things that it is, and this is so important to say, there's just so many things that we can talk about. You're going to hear us talk about September throughout this month and what it brings forward. You know, it's also, you know, celebration of, you know, the Latino and all of us in this month. We're going to talk about that. And more importantly, it is the month about self-help. And self-help is one of my favorite topics. The show was based on the underpinnings in 2004 of a crisis, a medical crisis that hit me. And I never thought for a million years that, one, I would be doing this show for more than a year back then, as it was cross-busting your way to an awesome life. I didn't even know that, you know, when you are struck with something that is so unexpected, and I have to say many of you are right now, you know, I know the world we're living in is shifting and changing, but it's especially important for us to look at the inner work of age. And this is what Dr. Connie Zweig talks about, the inner work of age, shifting from role to soul. And what is it about this shift that enables us, right, for all of you out there, enables us to come forward even more powerfully than we've ever been before. See, this is going to be my message now as I move forward through this year into 2022. This is the message for me. I've had every year I've had a message, right, Benny? Something. Like today we call this Terrific Tuesday, and there's a reason we do. But what if you are this person and you are Dr. Connie Zweig, a retired psychotherapist, former executive editor at Jeremy P. Tarcher Publishing, columnist Esquire Magazine, contributor LA Times. Why am I saying all this? Because, you know, here's what I want you to know about Dr. Connie Zweig, right? And here, Dr. Connie, this is what I want you to know. When you have gone through and have been part of all of this, and that's what I'm talking about, when you have been initiated into elderhood as a certified sage in later, if you have been her, can you imagine what you've seen? Can you imagine what you know? You know, in the world we're living in, we call it, right, Benny, trending. But what is it about being on the threshold of seeing all this and then deciding, I am going to say something about it, and you write a book, like the one that she has written, this brilliant book. I got to hold it up if I could. I know, Jamie, you got a cover of this here. See that right there? Okay. And so what is this about this, that when you get to certain parts of this book, you just, it's bone-chilling because you say, what? Life-changing illness is divine messenger. Yes. Yes. Retirement as divine messenger. Amen and hallelujah, sister. And we go through, and I go through the book, and I'm reading the book, and I'm saying, yep, that was me. Yep, that was me. Oh, wait, that was me. But more importantly, let's get down with the dramatic consequences of the inner ages. Dr. Connie, great to have you on the show.
Thank you. What a great intro.
It's great to have you here. And the reason I like this is because we are dealing with, how do I say it? I think when you get to the point that you've gotten to and that I've gotten to, you've pretty much even eaten the burnt toast. That's my metaphor. You've eaten the burnt toast. And what I mean by that is I'm here today with you probably because of almost everything that you've keyed on. How did my retirement or how did my job loss after 25 years, how did I make a shift at that point? You know, what was it that got me back in school? It was all divine because I could have never orchestrated those events in my life myself. And I want to ask you this question. You have done a lot of things. You've seen a lot of things. You know a lot of things. You've published a lot of things. I got to ask you this. What are some of the greatest challenges? What are some of the greatest obstacles that you, Dr. Connie, personally had to overcome to bring you here to this very moment?
What a great question. Nobody has asked me that, Pat. You know, in 72 years of life experience, You've seen it all. And like our listeners, I've experienced a lot of struggle. I mean, I'll acknowledge as a white woman in the West, I have a lot of privilege. And so I haven't experienced certain kinds of deprivation that many other people have. But I have had my own share of suffering and trauma and loss. I'll tell you the most recent experience that brought me to write the book. As I began to think about retiring from clinical practice after 3 years in my late 60s, I began to feel disoriented and kind of lost. And it surprised me because I've been doing so much emotional and spiritual work for more than 50 years, my whole adult life. So I didn't anticipate this. And I began to do research about this stage of life and what it's about. And I began to read and talk to people. And what I discovered was that there was very little literature from the point of view of the unconscious mind, the point of view of the shadow, which is my expertise. My earlier books, Meeting the Shadow and Romance in the Shadow, were about how we work with our unconscious fears and beliefs and fantasies. So I was kind of shocked to discover that nobody had really written about that in the context of late life, and that nobody had really written about the spiritual potential of this period of time, except from one tradition or another. There were books about from a Christian perspective or a Buddhist perspective, but not my perspective, which is more sort of ecumenical, non-denominational, and mystical. And so I kind of began to realize that there was another contribution for me to make. And that oriented me to a new purpose. But when I began teaching workshops, I found, and I met hundreds of people in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, and 80s, I found they were all feeling this disorientation, that there was no guidance for them, as I felt for myself. And I called that a late life identity crisis.
Yeah.
That once again, we're asking, who am I?
Yeah.
The essential spiritual question that is timeless. And why? Why is that coming up? Because our roles are falling away. So everything that you named about me and my story is a role. It's not my essential identity. It's not really who I am. Yes, I was a publishing editor. Yes, I was a journalist. Yes, you know, I was a psychotherapist. That's not who I am. And besides, those are all gone now. Those are fleeting. So who am I really?
Mm.
And so the shift from role to soul, which, by the way, is a phrase that I borrowed from Ram Dass, the spiritual teacher.
Oh, look, yeah, no
yeah.
kidding.
I didn't coin the phrase. I want to give him credit.
Yeah.
And so that shift, you know, I had read those words decades ago, and they stayed with me because they identified something so profound.
Yep.
So here I was losing all my roles, and who am I came up again, and I deepened my spiritual practices, and I recalled role to soul, and I recognized that that was a teaching that many people could intuitively understand. The need to shift our identity from our doing to our being, from our achievements to our essential spiritual nature. So that's what the book is about.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you that question because when we come back from break, we're going to dig into something that I got to tell you I'm fired up about. You know, we're coming to the end of 2021, and people say, it's September, Pat. It's not the end. Well, no, it's not. It is, but it's a pivotal moment in the year when we go through the fall equinox. You know, people always ask me, what's my favorite equinox?
works. It depends on what day you ask me. You know, I'm a December baby, so anything around December, you know, I get fired up. But fall for me is this time that I reflect on my life and the major transitions, Dr. Connie, you just talked about. These are the times of major transitions. Whether you're taking your child back to school today for the first time in 20 months, you drop that kid off today, and you watch that child, that teenager, walk into the schools, and you thought to yourself, is she going to be okay? Is he going to be okay? But yet in your life, you look for your life straight in the eye or you don't. And today's show in the book that you've written is literally a dissertation on how to look life straight in the eye and know you're not done. You're not done. And in some cases, if you're Dr. Connie or you're me, you're fired up because you're just beginning a new chapter. There's a new chapter. And today's message is our theme as we move into next year for everybody. What will your new chapter look like when we come back? Dr. Connie Zweig is going to take us through this. The book is fantastic, by the way. You know, it's another one of these books that come across my desk for some, you know, just some beautiful way. I think Gail, who's been my friend in this arena since I started the show, when we come in, I want to talk with Dr. Connie about everything, the light and the dark. I want to know, like, divine illness, illness of the mind, depression and disillusion. Why? This is National Suicide Awareness Month. My mom committed suicide. Pretty much my other sisters as well from drugs and alcohol when we come back. This does not have to be your story. And we are dedicating an entire network as we move forward to this message of rising up. When we come back, Dr. Connie has nailed it. Stay tuned. We're going to take a short break. Everybody, we'll be right back.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Join the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com. Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are?
Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's so great to have you all tune us in and turn us on. Dr. Connie Zweig is my very special guest today. You know, first and foremost, a messenger. And the messenger comes through loud and clear in this book, The Inner Work of Age, Shifting from Role to Soul. See that? And I think Jamie's got images she's putting up on Facebook. The reason I love this, and for those of you out there that want to find out more about Dr. Connie, you can go to conniezweig.com, Z-W-E-I-G, and it's conniezweig.com. And Facebook is Dr. Connie Zweig, and YouTube is Connie Zweig. And, you know, if you go to Twitter, it's Inner Work of Age. But more importantly, please get a copy of the book, The Inner Work of Age, Shifting from Role to Soul. And you can find it, I think, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, IndieBound, a bunch of other places, Books a Million. But the point is this, and this is a message for all of us. We've just gone through 20 months of unprecedented questioning. And once upon a time, when we talked about age, it had a number. Now that has shifted. It's less about a number and more about an awakening. Dr. Connie, great to have you here. Thank you so much for joining me here today.
Thank you, Pat. Thanks for the opportunity.
I gotta start out from the beginning, but I really want you to roll with this. I have found that the inner ageist, and I'd love for you to tell people what you mean by that, but the inner ageist could cause either the greatest awakening in our life or the greatest closing down in our life. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
All right. And, you know, that had to pop up for you as a way to say, I've got to tell the world about something. Tell us about this paradoxical thing we call inner ages.
Okay. So, you know, we live in a really ageist society in which the institutions are biased against older adults. And we can see it in the healthcare system during the pandemic and what has happened with nursing homes and even that this week during the hurricane. And you hear comments about the value of people's lives in these crisis situations because they're in their 80s or 90s. And we live in an ageist culture in many ways. It doesn't have elder voices engaged and valued and represented. We have, we all become seniors when we turn 65, but we have no idea what it means to become an elder. There's no rite of passage. There's no guidance. And so we're swimming in this ageism from the time we're children. And as children, we're absorbing it unknowingly. We're taking it in and we're internalizing it, even in a parent's gesture, like my father's condescending comments or my mother's comments about her mother. In a glance, in the way that, in a subtle attitude, so we start picking it up when we're little. And we carry it with us through the lifespan. Perhaps we have an experience of ageism in the workplace. And so by that point, we've internalized a figure, an internal figure about old age that is unconscious, that is outside of our awareness. And, you know, my work is in the shadow, the personal unconscious, and it's about, how do we make that material conscious? How do we bring it into awareness? And I do that through what I call shadow work, which is a way of forming a character or a figure with a very specific inner dialogue, image, feeling, and physical sensation. So the inner ageist is that shadow figure that's primarily unconscious, that carries all those negative messages and glances and feelings and beliefs from our institutions, from our families, from our education. And we don't even know that it's there. But here's the thing. There's a psychologist at Yale named Becca Levy who has spent her whole career, many decades of research, on internalized ageism and the effects that it has as we age. And what she has found is it has cognitive impact on the brain and memory. It has emotional impact on mental health. You mentioned depression in older people. Well, let's stop there for a moment. If we believe that we are only what we do, we are only the provider or the CEO or the therapist or the doctor or the secretary, and we are no longer doing, then we begin to feel useless and worthless, and we stop accepting ourselves and valuing ourselves. So, of course, there's mental health consequences in older adults. It's epidemic. Opioid use and alcohol use is epidemic in the older population. Why? Because we've internalized these messages that we're no longer valuable. We're dependent instead of independent, right?
Yeah.
We're irrelevant instead of contributing. Our appearance has changed. Perhaps we're no longer handsome and beautiful. So all of that messaging from this youth-worshipping culture has been internalized and carried with us, and now here we are. And we're living with that. And if it begins to run the show, if it begins to control our feelings about ourselves, our thought process about, you know, what is this time really about? It's about nothing. I have nothing to contribute.
Yeah.
Then, of course, there's going to be mental health consequences. Becca Levy even found impact on longevity. People who had positive images of old age internally lived longer, had a stronger will to live, had more impulse to ask doctors for medical interventions. Many, many consequences of the inner ageist, now confirmed by research out of Yale. So, you know, my focus is on psychology and not so much the research and the biology and the neuroscience, but it's more on how do we feel about ourselves and how can we make a difference in that?
Mm-hmm.
How can we move from self-rejection to self-acceptance? How can we move from devaluing older people to valuing? I like to think of every elder as a library, like you were saying.
Yeah.
The tremendous amount of life experience that you and I have had, how do we contribute that? And you and I are blessed because you have your show and I have my writing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel incredibly grateful for that. But many people don't have a voice in our generation. And so they may get depressed. They may stagnate. They may get bitter. They may feel regret. So in the book, there are a lot of tools and practices to begin to repair the past.
Yep.
People want to give and receive forgiveness at midlife and beyond. There are tools to deal with what we're talking about, harvesting the wisdom of our lifetime, such as a life review. which for me was a profound experience. It really surprised me when I did that practice.
Yeah.
There are tools for the inner work of retirement, how we face that transition from the inside out, not just from the outside in about finances, but really what is the psychology of approaching and choosing retirement. And you mentioned illness. So there are tools for using shadow work and meditation as we become ill or as we become caregivers for someone we love who is ill, and how to deepen that exchange, how to let go of the roles and really move into a more spiritual relationship during those challenging moments. And there are a lot of meditation practices in the book because I found that many people in my generation started meditation in their 20s and dropped it in order to build families and careers, and they want to return to it now.
Before
the pandemic, baby boomers were just rushing to the meditation centers to learn new practices. So there are lots of practices in the book and discussion about how to find one that will work for you now, how to find the lineage that speaks to you and the practice that fits who you are.
Yeah, and I want to really comment on that. And first of all, let me thank you for really doing what I call a very personal human invitation for people listening, because everything you've mentioned is a turning point, a tipping point, I think, as Jean Houston, you know, says. It's a tipping point. It's a moment in time where you get to confront yourself. And even if it's for a nanosecond, as you look yourself in the eye, you get to confront yourself and confront yourself deeply. And the tools that you've talked about, and especially the way that you've guided people through it in the book, it's really brilliant, because what we're saying now is here we are, and we have to do a review of your lived and unlived life. We have to do a review of your lived and unlived life. But at the same time, there is certainly a way, and all of the practices you've put in here, everything that you've put in the book, gives us a guidepost. It gives us a pathway to rise up. And this is the key thing for me. You know, it's an interesting journey when we talk about ages. You know, when you're young, you're too young. Right? Jessica sits in the room next door. She is my predecessor. When I decide to move off to my personal platform and not be the CEO of the Transformation Network, this will be Jessica's role to play. And I've watched over the years this brilliant woman, right? We get on a call, and I've watched what happens to this brilliant young woman who joined us at age, I think, 21. And I watch what happens on that end of the spectrum, how people can literally look at folks at that age and the way they look at people that are in their 60s and 70s. And I look at this, and what I realize is that the work begins for us to really face ourselves, life lived or unlived, to face ourselves regardless of what that number is. When we come back, we're going to talk with Dr. Connie about what we need to do to release the past. I cannot tell you, Dr. Connie, how many people really close to me in my life now have made an enormous shift. My best friend is one of them, the woman that actually booked this show. And it is happening in such an interesting way. But at the core of all this, for me, when we come back, what does spirituality got to do with it? Was that a Tina Turner song, Jenny? I think that was a Tina Turner song. What does spirituality got to do with it? Let's take a short break. When we come back, and by the way, that's the new Tina song that she's doing, if you've seen the docuseries. Benny, short break. Jamie, short break. We'll be right back.
The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Tune into the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Patricia McMahon, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
That's what I'm saying. And by the way, let me give a shout out to Tina Turner. For those of you out there, if you have not watched what I call the docu on Tina, I think it is called Tina. It's beautiful to watch, but it's raw. And this is what I was saying to Dr. Connie Zweig joining me here today, that when you watch that version, that Tina version, you just wish she were in front of you that you could hug her. You're seeing a different Tina narrate this than the Tina that you saw on stage. That was the best concert I think I've ever, well, let me rethink that. But close to the best concert I've ever gone to was Tina Turner, as she called it, her comeback, what it wasn't really. And today that's what we're talking about with Dr. Connie Zweig. We're talking about the inner work of age, shifting from role to soul, because a lot of people feel like they are done, their lives are over. And, you know, Dr. Connie, what you've done is you've given us a pathway to really look at what I call instantaneous transformation. And I call it that, and here's why. within us, each of us has the ability to shift on a dime, as my mama used to say. We could go from my life sucks today to I'm having a great day. We have that ability. But there's something that happens in the shift from role to soul that requires a bit more introspection. And I want to ask you about this question. It's introspection, but it's also courage. It's also a new way to ramp up our ability to move beyond resilience. And I want to ask you about that because part of it for me was a struggle early on until I captured what spirituality got to do with it. Can you talk to that? Because that's throughout your book.
So, you know, with celebrities and rock stars, we imagine that we know who they are. But they're in a role. You know, when they go home to their families, they're not the person they are on stage. They're not the person we read about in the tabloids. They go home and they become perhaps more authentic. They take off the rocker or the celebrity robes and they relax and they drop their guards. Some of them may lose touch with their authenticity, but some of them may be able to kind of really slip into what you're describing, the rawness, the nakedness, the vulnerability. That's true for all of us. All of us have been wearing a certain mask, a persona, that we need in order to operate in society. In psychology, we call it the ego. And we need that ego to operate, to get around, and to build the foundations for our lives. But then at a certain point, if the ego remains in charge, we miss out on a deeper opportunity. We miss out on the opportunity to let go of the ego's agenda and to really connect with and be guided by a deeper part of ourselves. Some people call it intuition. Some people call it higher self. Some people call it the God within. The language isn't relevant to me.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that shift from role to soul, that shift in our identity, with our identification with who we are, is the purpose of later life.
Yeah.
And all of the religious and spiritual traditions have taught that, every single one of them. The ones that have a monastic stream teach, you know, okay, now it's time to go to the monastery and be contemplative. But even the ones that don't have that teach, now is the time to slow down and self-reflect, review what we've learned, right, and give something back. And even if we only give back to our own grandchildren, or if we have an avenue to give back to the common good, even better. So all of that, as you said, requires intention and attention. It requires time, having the time and the space to actually repair the past, which you brought up, because a lot of older people are nostalgic about the past, living in the past, and scared of the future. What does that mean? Where does that leave us? We can't be fully present here now if we're caught between the past and the future. So it's incumbent on us to do the work to let go of the past. And so, you know, as a longtime psychotherapist, I gave some practices in the book for how people can do that on their own. I can also suggest that if you are still really struggling with some issues or suffering from a trauma, that you find a therapist now. It's not too late. It's a perfectly good time to do that.
Nope.
And the other thing then is spiritual development. So there's completing emotional unfinished business. And then there's completing spiritual unfinished business. And what do I mean by that? Because I have never seen that written out about anywhere else. What does that mean? Well, we're carrying around these beliefs about life, about death, about afterlife, religious or spiritual beliefs that we're not even aware of. Here's an example. One of my clients was doing Buddhist practices for many years, but when we started to kind of dig around in his shadow, what he was really believing, he was scared of going to hell from his Catholic childhood. So what does that mean? It means there are these layers in us of concepts and beliefs that we've internalized. Like the way we've internalized concepts of old age, we spoke about in the last segment.
Yep.
We've internalized concepts about God and the divine and death and reincarnation or heaven and hell or whatever it is. And so it's time to kind of re-examine those and the images that go with those, because the images of the divine operate on us in the same way as the images of old people affect us.
Yeah.
If we have an image of a wrathful male god and we're afraid to be punished, and that's kind of what we've been carrying around all our lives, as we approach death, that's going to have an impact on us.
And it doesn't have an impact on us. And, you know, I want to talk with you about this because it really points to the fact that you and I are here, and we're here at a very important time and have gone through the shift from role to soul. I go through it at least once a week, to be honest with you. You know, one of the things I look at is, you know, what is the inspiration that calls me forward every day? And what is it then, if I were to compare it in the outside world with what the world would see me as, correct? We would have a complete disconnect. It would be a jar. It would be, and this to me, and I would really love for you to talk to this. You know, there are folks, and I don't really care what age you're at. You know, there are folks that are highly creative. We were given this gene. We were given this ability, this spiritual creative ability. Einstein talked about it ad nausea, although nobody listened to him at the time. Jung tried to talk about it, and so many others. Campbell as well. But, you know, here we are today, and we are at the pinnacle of opportunity. All of us are at the pinnacle of opportunity to really move in to the unlimited possibility, potentiality, and power of the soul role. And that's really what I'm about, and, you know, what the network is about. It's really inspiring that in all of us. And that's what I was struck by as I read your book. I read it, and I got to some points in here, and I thought, wow, man, that's I know somebody that's 30 years old that would look at this and be like, okay, that's a good, they're at that now. Because I think what's happening, and please comment on this, this is comment, what's happening is we've been speeding up, not age, but the ageist in all of us. It's this past 20 months has caused something to shift in people that it would have taken them 20 more years to really get that level of awakening. There's a new awakening now, and it calls for a new level of spiritual dialogue for people so that everybody knows they have unlimited potential. And I wanted to ask you in this, is you're talking in the book about a call to age into awakening. And I will tell you that that is a very, very powerful invitation, you know, including the little story about the rainmaker, right? Isn't it this time for all of us, whether it's the dark side of the moon version of this is how we did it, or Tina's maybe last farewell, I don't know, or each of us realizing that whatever we think we are, we're more than that?
You know, although I've been doing meditation for 52 years and almost never missed a day, I am acutely aware that now is the time even more to dedicate to my practices. And I know a number of people very intimately who are in high levels of consciousness, high stages of awareness. So I know the possibilities are very real. So for me, what I wanted to share in the book is that this stage of life is not without purpose. You know, what Jung said was, the afternoon of life has a different meaning and purpose from the morning of life. If we continue in the afternoon to live the purpose of the morning, then there's damage to our soul. So this is like a two-liner that sums up my book. There's damage to the soul if you continue to live as if you're still young, as if you're still driven, as if you're still in midlife, as if you're still hurried and distracted and pressured and stressed. There's damage to the soul because the time now is to slow down. And our bodies give us that. Our bodies naturally slow down. They give us the opportunity to build a natural monastery, right? And to turn within and to focus on our practices, whatever they are. Could be centering prayer, could be Zen practice, could be chanting, could be Christian prayer, could be Jewish prayer, could be Buddhist mindfulness. I don't care. The point is, find that thing that is your refuge, that gives you refuge, that quiets your mind and allows you to really tune in to that still small voice that has guidance for you from within. And wake up to that. What is it telling you? Is it telling you if you need more time alone or you need less time alone? Is it telling you you need to stop, or is it telling you you need to be with your grandkids, or you need to volunteer for that charity you love? What is it telling you? And so bring that internal guidance to your outer work and build that bridge between the inner work and the outer work. You know, when we were young activists, I was at UC Berkeley for a long time, we were not self-aware, right? We were motivated by anger and projection and, you know, right and wrong. And we're not those people now if we've done our work. And so our activism and our service come from a different quality of awareness. And that's important as elders, to bring that to the world. I saw this week that Jane Fonda, who's 83, started a new organization with Bill McKibben, the founder of 350.org, in order to gather elders to fight climate change.
Yep.
And it's called Third Act. So how fabulous is that? So whatever your call, whatever the divine messenger is calling to you, in order to be able to hear it, you need to slow down and listen. And that will allow you to move through denial, through the inner obstacles, which are kind of the body of the book, get through the inner obstacles, and emerge renewed as an elder. But as you said, it takes inner work. It's not automatic, yeah, like a Medicare birthday.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, I'm so glad you brought up Jane Fonda. I mean, one of the greatest moments of my life was actually meeting her at an event where we were activists for, and it wasn't that long ago, for, you know, the rights of women in so many ways. And, you know, this is a woman, this is what I love about Jane. I mean, we were at different types of protests, but clearly we know what it's like to be arrested for something that we believe in, right? Jane was arrested for a climate change strike on the Capitol. And I think that was not last year, but right before COVID, like in 19. And so this is her third act, which is very powerful. But I'm so glad you brought this particular thing up, because I know we got 3 minutes left. But here is the misunderstanding, the misstatement, and the misrepresentation. Just because you're Jane Fonda and you're 82, 83, right there with Tina, I think, it doesn't mean that you stop living. See, and this is what we're fighting in the world. You know, you may do it in different ways. You may do it and slow down a bit, you know, from when you were. And that's probably a good thing, because if you were me in the 20s and 30s, oh, my God, don't even go there with that. I never stopped. It didn't matter. 24/7, softball, beer drinking, showed up for overtime after coming in from a club in New York, sitting at the water fountain. I'm telling you, honestly, this is a time for us to slow down but not slow up. What do you think?
Well, it's okay. So let's clarify what I'm saying.
Perfect.
Because I think there's fear around the word slowing down.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And I think there are differences between introverts and extroverts. So what I hear is you're probably much more extroverted than I am. So, you know, introverts will naturally want to use this time to go within and recharge and find guidance and expand their spiritual development. Extroverts will naturally want to go out and serve and give their gifts and build their legacies in the social political sphere. And both of those are fine responses. What I'm suggesting is that we can build a bridge between them. In the 60s, there was no bridge. There were the meditators and there were the protesters. What I'm saying is we can build a bridge between our inner work and our outer work.
Yes.
They're both so necessary.
Perfect.
And one alone is not sufficient.
I love it. I want to thank you for today. Please tell folks how they can find out more about you, how they can get a copy of the book. Thank you so much, Dr. Connie, for today.
Thank you. The book is available everywhere books are sold. And if you want to, you can email me, conniezweig@gmail.com. I'm giving lots of online workshops. So if you're interested in my teaching, just shoot me an email. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
I love it so much. And, you know, last question, personal message. What do you want to leave us with here?
The treasures of late life are really, really precious. But we can't find them without a map. And so the book is a map for you to find what you're looking for if you're longing for more knowledge, more contribution, more meaning and purpose in this time of life. It's my offering to you.
Powerful, powerful. Dr. Connie Zweig joining me here today. Please, everybody, the inner work of age, shifting from role to soul. Powerful. You see it across the board with people that have found that inner place in themselves, that spark in themselves, that way to shift to that amazing soul place. Thank you, Dr. Connie, for everything. We're going to take a short break, everyone. Much love to you and Gail. We'll be right back.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
Hey, good Tuesday to you. I'm Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for Around the Sound. We're still on I-5 northbound just past Alboro Place and Michigan Street exit, West Seattle Bridge area, through to I-90. Heavy stop-and-go issue there. It will break free after yesterday. 167 southbound is heavy around the 516. Just a small stop-and-go issue there. But everyone's out. Traffic sector looks pretty good. Stay tuned for another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by, and confidence is in the works. With special guest, Will Rod.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. President Biden is assessing storm damages in New Jersey. During an event with state and local leaders in Hillsborough Township, Biden talked about the impact Ida had in the area.
It really took a hit, and New Jersey took a hit. Parts of my state as well, but New Jersey and New York in particular.
Remnants of Hurricane Ida prompted deadly flooding in the Northeast. Meantime, the president said every part of the country is getting socked with extreme weather. He argued the world is running out of time to effectively deal with climate change. Biden warned our kids are going to be in real trouble. New York City is trying to get immediate help to folks who suffered flood damage from last week's historic storm. Scott Pringle reports.
Mayor de Blasio says the Red Cross is working with the city to provide debit cards of up to $515 per household to get immediate cash into people's hands. The mayor says the Met Council is partnering with the city to pay 1 month's rent for New Yorkers who need it, and the mayor is signing an executive order waiving permit fees for storm-related repairs.
The city is going to do everything possible we can do. We're going to go the extra mile as well to help anyone affected by the storm and provide them support in a variety of ways.
The city is also offering free pumping for those who still need to get water out of their homes. Call 311 for more details.
More than 15,500 firefighters are on the front lines today battling 14 major wildfires in California. Triple-digit temperatures in much of the state, combined with low humidity and increasing winds, are causing concerns for the firefighting effort. More than 2 million acres of timberland have burned since the beginning of the year. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is signing an elections bill into law.
Election integrity is now law in the state of Texas.
The governor told reporters it's a great bill because it expands early voting to 12 days, noting it's longer than President Biden's home state of Delaware. The measure bans drive-through voting, 24-hour voting locations, and unsolicited mail-in ballot applications. Democrats say the bill is voter suppression. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
For 35 years, Donny Coe Pet Clinic has provided comprehensive care for the animals of people in need. Funded by donations and powered by volunteers, Donny Coe Pet Clinic keeps overhead to a minimum to ensure healing is at a maximum. Please join Team Donny Coe and make a difference in the lives of people and their animals. Volunteer or donate today. Donny Coe Pet Clinic. Log into Donny Coe.
Hey, let's go ahead and take a look now for alternative talk weather outlook for Tuesday. Well, we'll see mostly sunny skies again today. High temperatures around 77, 78 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies and a slight chance of showers. Low temperatures dropping down to about 60. But Wednesday, after those clouds and morning showers burn off, mostly sunny skies yet again. High temperatures 78, 79, closer to 80 in selected areas. Low temperatures for Wednesday. Partly cloudy skies and low temperatures for Wednesday down to about 58. For Thursday, mostly cloudy skies, chance of showers, highs around 73.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Join
Jennifer Noel Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as well as reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit QuantumTouch.com. Did you know that each Enneagram type has a different worldview, different patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving? They also have essential qualities that are unique to their type. Understanding this helps us develop more tolerance, respect, and appreciation for ourselves and others. Renee Siegel works with individuals, couples, families, and groups using the Enneagram to build better relationships as a tool in addiction recovery. Visit urpurepotential.com for more info.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance, your joy, and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Even though your home base is one Enneagram type, you have characteristics of all the types. Tune in to Enneagram Conversations with Renee Siegel the second and fourth Monday of each month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how you can unlock your unlimited potential. Visit UrPurePotential.com for more about Renee and her work. That's the letter U, the letter R, PurePotential.com.
Hey there, I'm Ricky Schwartz from My Turn Life Coaching, Reclaim Your Life. How do you know if you're living your life and not someone else's? Here's one way to find out. First, list out your top five core values. For example, mine are empathy, excellence, passion, service, and core values. Then put those core values into short first-person core value statements. In my case, one, empathy powers my relationships. Two, excellence is the goal in all things I do. Three, passion fuels my perseverance. Four, my value is measured by my service to others. And five, core values drive all of my life decisions. Now ask yourself, am I using my core value statements to drive my personal and professional decisions? Maybe not. Maybe you've never even considered doing so. And that's where life coaching begins. Go to MyTurnLifeCoaching.com and let's put your personal core values into your driver's seat.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, which is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Sorry for the late start. Apologize for all of that. I am just, what it is, Benny, Jamie, it's evidence of the energy that we're about to have. I don't ever get on my computer ever a blue screen. I mean, anybody that knows what a blue screen is, if you get that blue screen, that smiley face and says, we got to fix a few things. But here's what has happened over time. Whenever I'm getting ready to do a show vibrationally high, higher than the decibels, even in the power of what we're doing today, even in the gigabyte speed internet that's driving the show, here's what I've learned. Whenever you have Glowrod joining you on the show, this is what I'm learning about the future with Glowrod. Whenever Glow is on the show, I need to make sure I have another laptop ready to go. That's a little ditty for me today. Today's show is Passion, True Self. Everything is energy. And we're talking about confidence. Now, I could have just not come on and, you know, well, you could have done the show yourself. And here's why. Because as you walk in your truth and truly walk in your truth, I mean, literally you are in the moment of this every day. Whether you are talking about the Journey Ambassador, which you began in 1980, whether you're talking about ETs, whether you're talking about the highest level of excitement there is to be of service, you know, you, Gloria Rodriguez, glow. You have said yes and standing in your truth and confidence. And when that happens to each of us, we're stepping into the world that is limitless. The potentiality for shifting, for changing, for abundance, for healing, for messages that could guide us. And I have to tell you, this is what I think happened. Now you tell me if we jump into this, because you're the one getting the messages. I was just talking about Jane Fonda's third act on her powerful initiative on climate change. Now, if there's anything that will get ETs and other entities more fired up, is what we're doing to the earth.
You got that right.
So put that together with the show we're doing today, and we have got to really, what I call is, all of us are being asked to step up. Look, we have just gone through 20 months of unprecedented humanity shift. You know, we have done this. And, you know, part of this is looking at ourselves and looking at the world and choosing something different. Today, it's achieving confidence. Tell us about that. Tell us what that means when we combine confidence and trust in the world that Glow Rod lives in.
Oh, spectacular world that Glow Rod lives in. Absolutely. Well, what do you mean the confidence? Look where I reside. I reside in one of the most powerful portals on planet Earth. So if you come with a positive attitude, if you come with confidence that your higher mind, your spirit guides, everyone who loves you is coming together, supporting you, and guiding you through this. How can you not have confidence? How can you not move forward? It's amazing. The other thing I have found, too, is that just being open. Like the other day I was having breakfast, and all of a sudden I could feel this unconditional love. And I thought, really? Now? While I'm eating? And I was like, I can do this. I can move on and be happy and enjoy this moment. So I cried and I appreciated all that love that was given to me. And the day was most beautiful and astounding. It was kind of a miracle day. But yes, definitely when you follow your passion, and it could be very simple, reading a book, taking a dog for a walk, calling a friend that you haven't talked to in a while. Those minor steps will get that ball rolling, that passion and that confidence and that unconditional love you'll begin to feel automatically. It's a wonderful feeling. And we should all be embracing that right now. There is a huge change coming. We need to get ready and have some fun right now.
Let's talk about the fun part, because this is the part that we don't talk about enough. You know, you and I, we'd love to have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, we could talk about, dang, we could talk about some serious things. You know, we could talk about, you know, this weekend, you know, a friend of mine made his transition very unexpectedly.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hear about these things, those of us motorcycle riders that hear about our fellow motorcycle riders, when we hear about these things, we have a moment of shock. And Linda and I were watching something over the weekend, and it talked about Lyndon B. Johnson. And Linda heard something like, Lyndon B. Johnson died at age 65? You got to be kidding me. And we started to talk about that and just talk about, she said, no, I don't believe it. He couldn't have. And I said, well, what was it about him? You know, what? I mean, neither one of us know much about him, right? And she said, he just couldn't have been. And I said, he was an old soul from the day he was born. The man looked 80 years old when he was 40. And I said, you know, but the world we live in doesn't really look at that. You know, your messages in the portals, we're not looking at the skin that we carry, right, Glo? We're not. Tell us what we're looking at. Tell us what the message is for us and what is inside of us today to bring forward. Because I think the messengers, they're not fooling around anymore. I don't know. What do you think?
No. The messengers are not fooling around anymore at all. Let me share with you. There's plenty of symbols, clues. I have talked to numerous individuals that say, I keep seeing the same number over and over and over again. Like, that means you're on the right path. Keep going with what you're doing. That's a pat on the back. That's a sign that says, keep going. It is amazing all of the love that we are here to give one another and to share with each other. Peace. Absolutely peace. It's interesting. A little kindness and how far it'll go.
Yeah. Let's talk about kindness. Kindness boosted by today's topic. I love this topic. Glo, I'm telling you, this is so cool when I get to have this chat with you. And what I mean by today is we're talking about passion, true self, everything is energy, everything is energy, everything is energy. What a broken record. I love it. Everything is energy. And we're talking about achieving confidence, trusting our energy, and trusting, in your words, trusting my energy entourage. Tell me about that, and tell me about the new places for us to hang out, if we could hang out with you in the energy portals.
Well, let me tell you, it's a lot of fun in the energy portals. And the messages are just very simple. And they're here to assist us, really assist us in becoming a better person, in becoming your true self. Not becoming, but awakening to your true self. And your true self could be anything, really, a writer, a singer, a great mom, somebody who enjoys sharing stories. I've met a young lady who loves sharing stories. Let me tell you a story. And if you don't know that story, let me tell you another story. Okay. And each one is fun, and each one shares really special messages with me. I'm on the right track. I'm having a good time. And these energy portals will allow an individual, anyone, to connect with their higher mind, with their heart, with the extraterrestrial family. You've got a lot of opportunities here. And all you have to do is have a willingness and know that everything's going to be fine. And that's one of probably the trickiest part, is to know that everything's going to be fine. It really is.
You know, I want to talk about the excitement around what I'm calling the human experiment. I want to roll right into this. There's a conversation that you and I should have about what's available to people, because we've gone through a number of things. The New Age brought us into the world of discovering the invisible, what people call spirituality or not, but what people call things that are outside of our logical linear mind, things that are outside of what we could see. And yet we went through a period where we thought this is only for a select handful of people. My question to you, you are the ambassador. My question to you is, how do we invite more people into the circle so that as we do these, they can participate to not just be part of something, but to build their own inner sense of confidence, to know how to be in the world?
Great topic, great focus, absolutely. There are various types of groups that get together. Today, focus on meditation, doing meditation. Some individuals get together to do chakra meditations. It's very simple, it's very easy. But meditation is one way. Not everybody can meditate because they have their mind on their business, their family, their health. So they really can't meditate. So I have found that writing things down and just going through it. For instance, before you go to sleep, just writing down, I am dreaming. Just remind them that there's a lucid dream that they could have, and actually put them into a time, put them into an energy environment where they feel confident, where they feel that they're having fun. Some of these lucid dreams that I wake up from, I just laugh hysterically because I was laughing in a lucid dream. So it's an activity that we have. So, again, there's meditation, there's writing. I offer ebooks and various courses where people can go through and start learning more about themselves and learning about they're never alone. This entourage is with them, will always be with them, and all they have to do is ask. It's amazing what happens, and we just need the willingness to say, yeah, I want to change. I want something different. And once you do, it's amazing what begins to come.
Mm-hmm. I am at this place now where I think I've gotten to the point where nothing is impossible.
Yes.
Okay. And I want to plant my foothold in the ground. You know, and I have to tell you that I think, and I don't have direct evidence of this. But when I think about 82, 83-year-old Jane Fonda, age has nothing to do with it when you talk about Ms. Fonda. 82, 83, standing out in front of the White House here, we're recently here about climate change with, right? Tell me that this woman, early on in her life, she was arrested again in 2019 for protesting. What a great thing to do, to be arrested, right? Protest climate change. And I'm thinking to myself as I'm talking about this, getting ready to do the show with you, there are some things on the horizons that are really critical for us as humanity to look at.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about the pandemic. I'm talking beyond the pandemic because, you know, even if we handle the pandemic, what happened in my home, where Somerset, New Jersey here, are you kidding? Somerset, New Jersey, where I lived and I worked and I watched and the body count is still coming. My heart goes out. The stories, when I look at places that I lived and the floodwaters that have come in from a very unexpected, they never saw it coming really, you know, and to just watch this. And then to hear the conversation about, well, wait a minute, all of the infrastructure you're doing is not going to stop Mother Nature. As humanity, we need to shift. I want to ask you about this because it's not just, this is not a show about climate change. This is a show about everything like that, that we're getting information coming in. And then we're getting events coming in where we are getting information that says we need to create a shift. Tell us about that. Tell us about that everything is energy, please.
Yes, the shift is coming. It definitely is. And the other thing, too, is focusing on now. So people talk to me about their age. It's interesting. Everything is energy. So there are times during the day where I'll feel like I'm 10 years younger, and I can accomplish anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's interesting that, you know, individuals are passing away due to all types of things that are happening. But you just need to learn a different language. They're not gone. Their blinders are off. They can see us perfectly young. What are y'all doing? Right? And they can communicate with us. I spoke to a participant, and she was sharing with me that she saw little butterflies. I'm like, remember, when your daughter passed, she has her blinders off, and she's sending you a little butterfly saying there's a new adventure here. Let's take the confidence and move on. But yes, there's all types of ways where you can feel and know that there's nothing that, I mean, you can accomplish anything you put your mind to. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it will achieve. You're really well, whether it's positive or negative, you need to be focusing on the positive aspects. Absolutely.
Yeah, I want to take a short break and talk a little bit more about this when we come back, but talk about really what the call to action is. You know, to talk about here we are, what happens with face-to-face contact? What does that look like? What is some of the information we get through lucid dreams, numbers, symbols, animals, places? That's what I want to talk with you about when we come back, to be able to see them. But before we go to break, I would love for you to share, first of all, how people find out about you, how they find out about how to connect with you and get involved.
Well, that's easy. There's two websites. The first website is connectwithets.com. And that has all kinds of information regarding extraterrestrials and the extraterrestrial trust revolution that I've started. The other website is called westportals.us, and that mentions the 8 portals, energy portals, that are in the western area of the United States. That's two things, if you don't want me.
Yeah, and you know, we know about them. You know when things feel different when you're in those places, you know. You know about the shifting you're having, the symbols, the dreams. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, face-to-face ET contact, what does that look like? What does that mean? And are you open to receive numbers, symbols, animals? How about places? Are you seeing things perhaps that you didn't think you'd see before? You know, are things showing up accidentally? You walk out your driveway and you look down and there's like, what? What is that? You know, is that really a snake skin or is that something else? What does it mean to you? Are you going to have the courage to stop for a minute and just stop for a minute? When we come back, Glow is going to take us on a journey to that and much more. And what is the promise? See, this is it. You know, in our lives, we are faced with the promise. What is the promise? And are we willing to receive it? That's Gloria Rodriguez. Stay tuned, everybody. Glow, Rod, we'll be right back.
Someone with a life-altering diagnosis, you are a care hero. Navigating the unfamiliar options can be overwhelming, but you are not alone. Tune into A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Lau, twice monthly on Transformation Talk Radio. Let me guide you through your care hero journey by providing actionable information on how to care for a loved one in need. For more information about me, visit trishlaub.com. That's Trish Laub, L-A-U-B as in boy, .com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Are you ready to shift your life into overdrive and stop wasting your time? If so, then I want to invite you right now to the Body Regeneration Online Academy with me, Tracy Alves. In a world filled with so much information, you can get overloaded and confused, left feeling like you've tried everything and still no results. If this is you, then this platform is for you. Help you step into your power, your intuition, and gain clarity. You will learn simple tools that you can use as you walk down the street, and I will teach you how to grow a stronger connection to the God consciousness. Imagine having me as your coach, shifting you, uplifting you, empowering you every week, and most of all, helping you stay connected so you can navigate your life journey with ease and grace. Nothing will be able to get in your way, but you will have a community filled with souls just like you to pick you up when you fall down and support you on your wins. No one can go this journey alone. If you are ready for your live activation, check me out at TracyLClark.com and join the TLC Body Regeneration Online Academy now.
Everybody, welcome back. So great to have all of you tune us in, turn us on. We're talking about confidence right now with special guest Glow Rod. And, you know, as we said before, this is really a way to really look at and re-look at your life and what happens when you are she, when you're in this place of, you know, ambassadorship and portal journey ambassadorship. You know, Glow, it's great to have you here and talking about this because you know, there we're in this world and we're seeing different things happening all at the same time. We're seeing simultaneous events of things. Whether you're looking closely again at the pandemic or like Linda, you're going back to New Jersey, a part of New Jersey that has just been completely underwater, literally an inland tsunami. And when you think about this and we think about our life journey, what can we know about the promise? What can we know about that face-to-face conversation? And then more importantly, what can we learn from numbers, symbols, animals, and places? Glo, let's get on with this because there is a promise. And in front of us, there are symbols. For example, let me give you a quick example. I went out and I'm looking at some plants and I'm just trying to think of what I want to do. And I go to this place we have here called Flower World. But I'm struck by dragonflies. And even in my front yard, I am in there and I'm doing some pruning, dragonflies, giant dragonflies. And, you know, you can put out your hand. I've had them land on my hand. And Linda's looking at me like, what are you doing? I said, I'm talking to the dragonfly. And so that to me is a powerful symbol for me. I don't know much about them, but I do know this. They show up a lot. Talk about how we receive from these things, how we receive from those symbols, those animals, those things. Now, I will tell you, Linda, who is just cranking on me about my dragonfly, she's obsessed with rabbits, and they're all over the place. Linda's like talking to the rabbits there. What does this mean in our day-to-day, and what is the promise that enables us to see these symbols, numbers, and places and things?
These symbols that come into your life, they could be from your higher mind. They could be from somebody who has passed on. They want you to know that they're thinking of you and that they're guiding you. So it could be a favorite color that you see. Like, as I had mentioned earlier, someone saw butterflies all over the place. It's interesting when I spend time with my participants and all of a sudden, I'll see a dragonfly, or I'll see a butterfly, or there'll be a squirrel that just comes up and just starts staring at us. They can feel that energy. They can feel. Remember, I've been doing it. They can feel whether you're in need of guidance, whether you need to say, I'm special, I'm important, I'm a very important part of this huge puzzle that's going on. Because without me, we can't all be together. So these symbols, again, are reminding you of you're on the right path. Maybe someone wants to share a message with you that has passed on and just wants to say, hey, I love you and I'm always going to be with you. But you just need to be open to that. And a lot of people will say, I keep seeing the same number. I hear that conversation quite a bit. And again, those numbers, they could be single numbers like 111. It could be mirrored numbers, which I prefer, 3663. It could be anything, really, your favorite color. Even going outside and watching the sunset. For me, that's a very calming, soothing way to say, I've accomplished what I need to accomplish today. And if I didn't get to the things that I needed or wanted to, it's okay. I will get to those things. Everything happens in perfect timing, all as well.
Yeah. You know, let's talk about the beauty of that. And perfect timing, and talk about what it means to be awake and aware, because, you know, part of the conversation is, first of all, to understand there is a promise, and secondly, to be on the lookout when it does show up. And I want to really talk about that in detail, because I do believe everything is energy. I do believe that the energy we carry really, you know, it really covets a certain intention that you want. I mean, you could be thinking, I want to win the lottery, I want to win, and behind the scenes, you're thinking, oh my God, I can't pay my bills, I can't do this. You know, so there's an energy of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk with you and really have you speak to the fact that everything is energy and that energy has a purpose. I mean, I'm not kidding. Today at the start of the show, I don't even want to say what happened at the start of the show. But that doesn't happen. And so I wonder if that was a way to just hit a pause button so we could regroup to do this show, because I think that's the way they work.
Agreed, 100%. It was a pause, breathe, refocus, and get going again. And so again, if something happens to your computer, don't get upset and get all like, negative about it. You need to start laughing and going, hey, there's a positive reason for it. And if it's just remind me, I need to breathe, so breathe, okay? But yes, we talked about numerous things regarding like the promise, okay? Let's talk about the promise.
Yeah.
All right, so the promise. I've received a promise from my extraterrestrial family that we are going to meet face-to-face. And it's interesting because I did a video about a white object floating over the town I live in. And I took a video of it, and I started just focusing, okay, what's the next step? And the guidance I received was, okay, you need to do this and this and this, and watch what happens. And I started doing the steps that I was guided to do. And the next thing you know, I'm touching this white, bright Tic Tac. And I'm like, and the promise was, we will meet in person face to face. So it's not like, okay, when is it going to happen? Am I going to be ready for it? How am I going to do this? Am I going to be nervous? I mean, no. It's like, it's going to happen when it's supposed to happen. And the confidence will be there. My guidance will be there. And it's just a series of steps, just remembering everything's okay. Everything's all right. And there are times where even I, like, I will be perfectly honest. I may be an ambassador, but there are times where I'm like, this will not be happening. So it does happen to me, too. But, yeah, just thinking sure that you're open and willing and just understand that things are going to change. Things have to change.
Yeah.
Look at what's going on in the world. They have to change. We have to start really focusing on what type of life do we want. Do we want to continue with this constant fear? The government's not telling us the truth, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get a hold of that lifestyle that you want and go, I can achieve it because I can achieve anything, and I've got my entourage behind me. We're going to do.
Yeah.
To do.
Yeah.
You're
going
to make a change.
Yeah, I mean, this is really for me. I got an email this morning from someone who said to me, have you seen the latest dot, dot, dot? And I was like, no. And they said, well, you have to look at this. And I said, okay. And they said, you know, this is all political stuff. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, what do you think of that? I said, it's September 2021. Okay, so you're like what? You're like jumping ahead to 24? And you're thinking you're going to start worrying now about something. And I said, do you really want to spend the next 3 years of your life worrying about that? And I said, look, there's worry and there's activism, and they're not the same. You know, you are an activist and an ambassador. And let's just be clear about that. You wouldn't be talking to me about what we're talking about today if there wasn't something that needs to be activated. See, that's what an activist is. You activate things. You know how many spiritual healer types, when I say to them, you're an activist, they say, no. And I say, well, aren't you talking about fifth dimension activation? They say, yes. I said, so you're an activist, right? They say, no. And I think, well, what was wrong with what I said, right? Look, we all need to be activists in order to activate the messaging that we're being given right now. True? Because if we're not in action, what are we doing, Glow? What are we doing if we're not in action?
You've got to be in action. You've got to be moving forward, whatever that may be. Again, simple little steps in regards to following your passion, reading a book, calling a friend. They may be simple little steps, but you're following your passion, and that is taking action. You are an activist, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
And it may be the word they don't prefer. There's another word that they prefer. But yes, all of these individuals who are saying, yes, I'm clairvoyant, and I'm this and that. That's great. Are you taking action? Are you assisting others? Are you being of service? That's the goal. That's what needs to move forward.
Yeah. I mean, all of us are seeing things, and we're seeing things in really great ways, you know, and we're seeing things that we never thought in our life we'd see before.
Yeah.
You know, the flooding in Somerset County, I've seen it once when I was younger. I never thought I would see it again. We're seeing a time that's asking us to step up and be resilient, but guess what? We're getting solutions. We're getting answers. You know, we're getting solutions. We're getting things that can be brought forward and can be enacted into the world. You know, when we are tapped with the promise, when you have heard the promise, tell me what that comes to mean to you, Glow, from an unlimited perspective. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because when we're entering the realm of the fifth dimension, sixth dimension, and dimensions beyond, whatever you want to call it, it's something that cannot be quantified, right? It can be intuitively activated and absorbed, but you cannot put, like, even a number, like calling it a dimension. That's a human phrase. There's, like, third dimension, fourth dimension, fifth. I don't think there's any dimensions. I think that there's a place that gives us access to all. Tell me about that kind of thinking in your life and bringing forth the promise.
Interesting topic. I was just thinking about that the other day. I'm like, okay, people may not understand how I think because it's not the way most people would.
Right.
Okay? Because I know, as you've mentioned before, it's limitless. What do I want to achieve? Do I need to write it down? Do I need to focus on it? Like I was sharing with you during our break, I had a dream that there was a tsunami coming. I'm like, well, where's it going to land? And now we're talking about New Jersey, okay? You're going to receive dreams. You're going to see, believe it or not, I see various colors, like around blue circle or around red circle. That to me means that I'm connecting with other energies. And how do you explain that to other people? Okay, ooh, cool, I just saw a blue light. Okay, there's no blue light here, all right? Just being open, again, there are symbols, there are ways for you to just be calm, be willing to receive. And sometimes it just takes practice to just sit down and just appreciate being able to breathe, okay? The dream that you have, writing it down and going, okay, what are some of the things I need to understand about this dream? And that dream could be just very simple, reminding you that you're giving and receiving joy, love, and compassion.
Right.
Something simple. All right? But yes, it is interesting how I look at life and how I see things. Everything is energy. Everything is coming to me easily and effortlessly because that is what I have chosen to do. I am here to be of service. Everybody is here to be of service. We all have talents. We all have passions. And it could be the slightest little thing of saying, I like telling stories, and I'm going to make a living at it. And if people laugh at you, it's okay. Because there is somebody out there who's going to love it and appreciate it, and who knows where it's going to end up. Simple little things. And you just have to have the confidence to know you are loved.
Yeah. Yeah, boy, I'll tell you. I was talking earlier today. I want to bounce this by you. I don't think there's a mistake that Gloron. I don't think there's a mistake that we're talking at the moment right now. There's something to me that is energetically moving in 0921, 09-2021, this month. There's something energetically moving. I don't think we're quite there yet. But it's moving. You know, when you think about thirdact.org and, you know, the effort put in that energy, I do believe there are people that are hearing the messages from the portals.
Yes.
I do believe there are people that are being told, you need to do this. I'm going to tell you something. I wake up every day, and this is everybody, like when I go into my short meditation every day, and I do it several times a day because I need to check myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I wake up in my day, and I get in whatever quiet place, and I'll tell you, my meditation is maybe 17 seconds. That's only if I ask a question. And I ask, I say, Spirit, God, Universe, Source Energy, what is mine to do today?
Mm-hmm.
And for 4+ years, there has been one answer, and then I see the vision. No words, more. do more with this. And when I see it, I see our technology and the transformation network. I don't see them saying, oh, go buy more pot. You know, maybe you need to go buy a new couch. No, that's not the thing. But yet, I know what to do. Can you talk about that? Because a lot of people get stuck. And I've got the symbol. I've seen the frog in the road. And Linda, I've seen the rabbit. I've now looked it up 500 times. Me, I'm out there talking to dragonflies. Seriously, I am. Put my hand out, you know, not to feed them, but to land for them to. But when we get that, there's a step. Like you are on this show. That's an action. You said yes to doing this. How do we help people get from the sign, the symbol, the moment, the answer, more, or some days it's do your laundry pot. But whatever it is, help us get from where we are in our own itness to where we need to be in the itness of the universe.
It's amazing the participants that I have met, how some of them have said, I got this message that said I needed to travel to this place to meet this person. I have no idea who I'm going to meet, but I'm going to be confident that I'm going to do it. Okay? I've had individuals say, okay, I'm going to relocate back to where I really had a great time, and I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to be open to it. It's taking action. It's taking that little bitty step and saying, I'm going to get that plane ticket. I'm going to get my vehicle maintenance so I can travel and be in this place where I know I'm going to be happy. Picking up the phone and calling somebody and go, hey, do you ever think about being a partner with me? Well, let's talk about that. And I did that the other day. It was so easy, I kind of just sat there in shock. I'm like, okay, all right, that was too easy. He's giggling and I'm just like, that was too easy, all right? It's amazing when you get this feeling, pick up the phone and call somebody. Or to sit down and write and go, I am a loving, kind person. And I've got to remind myself, because if I don't remind myself, who's going to remind me? I don't know. Maybe your children. Maybe your animals will come up and go, hug me, I need a hug. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just taking that action, feeling your way through. What feels good? What makes you smile? What makes you say, I'm going to get up and have a great day today. Watch me.
Yeah.
Feel that. Just
feel it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, can we talk about this for a minute? Because you and I are not saying that we don't wake up during the day and have our moments. And I want to just take a moment. If we could, Glowrod, how do people find out about you? How do they tap into what you're doing? Because we're talking about, you know, energetic shifts. Everything is energy. But, you know, everything is energy even when we put a limitation on it. How do people find out about you? Because this is a place to step into the world of possibilities.
Oh, absolutely. Again, I have two websites. One of the websites focuses on extraterrestrials and the extraterrestrial trust revolution. It's called connectwithets.com. I also have a website focusing on eight energy portals that are located within the western area of the United States. That website is westportals.us, and that's where you can reach me.
All right. Let's carry on with this because I want to get to, for people maybe just tuning in, I really want to get to how to bridge the gap between confidence, action, transformation. And one of the key things that I would love for you to talk about is something we've talked about on a previous show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anything happens in my world. I don't care if it's talking to dragonflies or planting a tree or watching a movie. You know, there is a level of belief, and belief is accompanied by trust. If we combine belief and trust together, and I mean an unwavering sense of it, you know, headlines cannot take us off our game, cannot take us off our path. When we put those, or projecting in 2024 when it's still 2021, I mean, whoa. When we are there, tell me what happens when we put belief and trust together.
To be honest, it's magical. And I have been taught that miracles are the norm. They're not the exception. Miracles happen all the time. And it's because you're believing and you're trusting that you're going with the flow. There's going to be bumps. There has to be. You can't grow if there's not. If everything just came automatically, it gets kind of boring. You know what I'm saying? But once you start believing in yourself, believing that you are love and there is a positive reason for you to be here, and trusting that everything that is happening in your life is happening to benefit you as well as all of the other energy that's around you. And it's amazing how when you put these two aspects together, belief and trust, how the miracles begin to happen. And again, you may get a phone call you weren't expecting, okay? Maybe you did walk into that 7-Eleven and like, you know what? I feel like I'm a lottery winner. And you buy a lottery ticket, okay? It's happened to me, all right? You're going in that, into that zone, into that area and saying, everything's happening to me for a positive reason because I'm giving off positive energy. What you put out is what you get back. And you've got to just believe and trust that everything's happening. And it really is, for some people, it's a really challenging aspect because of the way they were raised or what they hear in the news. I mean, think about the news. I mean, I rarely hear anything positive. And it's just like, why? Why is it focused the way it is? But to know and believe and trust that what you're feeling, you're going on the right path. What you're taking action on is going to make a difference for you and maybe for the community you live in, maybe for our planet. Who knows? But by taking that action, believing in yourself, trusting that everything's okay, you'll be on the right path. And little steps will get that momentum going and miracles will begin to happen. And you'll be laughing and smiling in the mirror going, I am an awesome individual.
Yeah. One of the things, too, let's touch upon it in the minutes we have left. You know, there's something I learned, and I learned it in one of the programs that I elected to engage in 1990. And one of the things that is a pivotal point of this particular program is service and being of service. Now, I want to talk to this for a minute and then have you comment. So I learned in that year I also was dealt with some shocking loss. I lost my job 24 and a half years. If I'd have stayed to 25, if I could have, you know, I could have, would have, should have, right? But I knew that this was, now looking back, I needed to go because there was an opportunity, go back to school. And one event led to another, meaning the fear of that, right, was pivotally made smaller by the opportunity,
mm-hmm.
which I knew I had to follow. And I think this is what we're talking about here, but it's part of service. You know, along the way, I did some things in service. I went back to school, and one of my teachers was needing a survey for her dissertation. I volunteered to help her. I did not have to do that. But I volunteered to help her. And do you know that small act of service to help her, because I came from corporate America, I knew how to write questionnaires. But that small act, that thing led to pivotal other doors of opportunity. She not only did that, she encouraged me to go on a doctoral program. She told me how to do it, got me there. Can you talk about the ripple effect of being of service?
Oh, we could go on and on about this.
I saved you 5 minutes. Go for it.
I was born and raised, I think, the greatest parents. My mother talked about tithing. And I was just like, but I'm not Rockefeller. How can I tithe?
Oh, right.
Volunteer. And I'm like, volunteer. Volunteer. And watch what happens. The doors that open, the opportunities that become available. It was amazing. I mean, when I moved to this town, I knew nothing about this town. I'm like, but look at all the nonprofit organizations that could use a volunteer. You would not believe the miracles that happened because I took the time to say, sure, I'll be glad to help you clean this up. Or, yeah, I'll be glad to help to serve a lunch to someone who's in need. Something minor. And it just escalated and escalated and escalated to the point where I'm just like, You guys are all willing to help me now when I'm ready to go? Let's do it. It's a partnership. You're sharing your knowledge. You're gaining new knowledge. That's a partnership. That's a trust. Okay? Absolutely. Volunteering will get you into doors and areas you would never thought possible. But when something happens like that, I'm just holding my heart on FaceTime. I really appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, there's something about being of service and being of consistent service. You know, you and I are here today because that is at the pinnacle of who we are and what we're called to do.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we may not be doing it in the same way, but I'm very clear that this is an amazing audience that we're speaking with today, and they are such a blessing. You know, when I think about what we're creating and what we want to create 2-3 years out, I think about them first. And I think about, you know, what were the things that I heard back in 2001 and 2002? What were the things I heard that lifted me up? You know, who were the angels that came forth and handed me a book I never thought I'd read? And then I started to teach from that book.
Yep.
But here we go along the way. And what I want to ask you in the last couple minutes we have left is, what's your vision?
What's my vision?
What do you want to bring forward? Or what are you being asked to bring forward? That's a better question.
There you go. Absolutely.
Tell us about it so that we can participate.
Absolutely. Well, it's really interesting that I'm so focused on extraterrestrials, and people come up to me and go, well, why are they here? I'm like, so that we don't annihilate ourselves, you know? They're here to protect us, to be of service, to teach us. I share with individuals that there are underground ET bases. Where do they live? They've lived there for centuries. I won't tell anybody, okay? But they've lived there for centuries, all right? My whole focus is to share with individuals that these extraterrestrials are a family. These portals are here to be of service to you, to assist you, opening up your heart. That's a heart portal. What an opportunity to reset your heart energy. Think about that. We have been working and living and family and everything else, and now you have, you're telling me that there's this heart portal I can go to and reset my heart? Absolutely. Okay? Absolutely. There's a place where I can go and actually meet my extraterrestrial family. Yes. I mean, that is my whole goal, is to get the message out. We're not alone. We've never been alone. ETs are here to help us. There is energy here that we can tap into, we can plug into, and make a real change for ourselves and for our community and for our world. And this planet really needs a shift right now. The ninth B12 might help.
I'm totally there with you, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate you, and I appreciate what you're bringing forward. You know, you and I have talked about the miracles. We talked about, by the lift of a pen
mm-hmm.
on a piece of paper,
mm-hmm.
right, buried in a bill,
buried
the words. Release the information about
the
UFOs. Release the information. And since that point in time, when information has now come out, there's no longer a question about existence. There's no longer a question about what people have seen. They're not insane.
No, they are not.
And so you have the next conversation about this. You have the next level of this. You're at the level that people have been longing to know about for eons. And thank you for that.
Thank you for having me to share this.
You bet. I really want to know one more time the websites, how people can find you.
Absolutely. One website is connectwithets.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not...